Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday Night Forum and the celebration of Thursday night's class. My name is Susan. My Indian guide is Spring Flower. And I have blossomed this year because of Millie's love and support.
My name is Barbara Schaefer. My Indian guide is Yellow Harvest. And I have blossomed because of Millie's guidance and her unconditional love.
My name is Sandra Williams. My Indian guide is Kicking Bear. And I have blossomed because of Millie's nurturing lessons and love.
I am Letitia McGinnis. My Indian guide's name is Silent Dove. And I have blossomed and grown very, very deep roots because of Millie's teaching and her love. Thank you.
My name is Linda. My Indian guide is Red Arrow. And I have blossomed because Millie's been such a freaking awesome example of love, and she walks the walk, so she makes a perfect example.
Hi, I'm Kate Dubois, and my Indian guide is Quiet Sunlight, and I've blossomed because of Millie's example of unconditional love.
My name is Sherry, and I have blossomed because of Millie's love, support, and her deep belief in God and the angel kingdom, and in us.
My name is Chanel. My spirit guide is Happy Trails, and I've blossomed because of Millie's knowledge, wisdom, and her everlasting love.
My name is Maria Elena. My Indian spirit guide is Drifting Waters, and I have blossomed because of Millie's spiritual guidance.
My name is Sharon, and my Indian guide is Happy Cloud, and I have blossomed because of Millie's love, sincerity, and her dedication to everyone in this church. Thank you.
My name is Liz Wolf, and my Indian guide is Blackwing, and I have blossomed because for some reason Millie's loved me for many years, no matter what.
My name is Crystal. My Indian guide is Daywalker, and I have blossomed because of Millie's presence in my life.
My name is Tamara, and my Indian guide is Bubbling Spring. And I have blossomed with all the love that Millie has helped me feel in my heart and teaches me every day that I bring into the world. And that's all I have to do.
My name is Marisa Kressler. My spirit and guide is Yellow Nesting Bird. And I have glow because Millie's make me grow.
My name is Donna. My spirit guide is Red Jacket, and I have blossomed over many years because of the knowing of the love and support and acceptance that I've had from Millie.
My name is Leanne. My Indian guide is the Gentle Wind, and I have blossomed just by knowing you, Millie.
My name is Connie. My spirit guide is Alert Eagle, and I have blossomed because of Millie's love.
My name is Anna. My spirit guide is Soft Walker, and I have blossomed because of Millie's ability to see the beauty within every person.
My name is Reese. My Indian guide is Crazy Horse. And mom number two.
Hi, my name is Tom. My Indian guide is Rolling River, and I have Blossom just because of the wonderful example Millie is.
Hi, I'm Renee Varnador, and my spirit guide is Gentle Wind, and I have blossomed under Millie's care and guidance, all because of her love.
My name is Jim. My spirit guide's name is Sitanta, and I've blossomed because Millie and those angels loved me when I thought I was unlovable.
My name is Arnie, and my spirit guide is Sleeping Eagle, and I have blossomed because of Millie's communication with spirit and with our angel friends as well. It's like having Skype. She can see them, and she can communicate with them.
I'm Pat Walsh. My Indian guide is Sequoia, a Cherokee who wrote the Cherokee alphabet, and I have blossomed from Millie's class because of the high rate of vibration of energy she channels in.
Very good.
Hi, I'm Dennis. My Indian guide is Winna Wolf, and I've blossomed due to Millie's singular ability to see only the good. It's like sunshine upon the loamy soil of my heart. Thank you.
My name is Alini Cupcake. My Indian guide is Blue Skies. I haven't blossomed yet, but I'm growing and getting strong because of Millie's tender, caring love and patient. She's just love us and smile at us and wait for us to grow and expand. And I love her.
Hi, my name's Yvonne, and my Indian guide is Little Snowy Deer. And I, too, haven't blossomed yet, but the examples that Millie shows us of her love and open heart for everyone, we're still learning. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Gina, and my Indian guide is Blue Rose, and I really have blossomed because of Millie's amazing love, passion, her teachings of God and the angels. We love her. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Julio, and my Indian guide is Laughing Thunder. And I have blossomed because Millie has been my mom inside the church and outside the church. Thank you.
And then there's a few other Thursday night people who are either tired or have different reasons for supporting us there, but we want to acknowledge Annette and Danette and Fred, and we've got Deborah,
Craig,
Tina,
Craig's not here.
Craig,
Spencer
does our class. Anybody else that I missed who comes and does Thursday night? You know,
Bert's not here.
And Lloyd.
Lisa Sanders.
Okay.
And Lloyd.
Christine's
walking in the door now.
Charlie.
Lloyd.
All right, so there's a candlelight for every one of
you.
Top of the evening to you. Excellent. Thank you. What you've just witnessed is our Thursday night class. Millie holds three classes per year, and they start in October and end in May. And basically what the class is, it's a spiritual development class, and it helps you, the student, to establish your own spiritual connection to spirit and to the messages that come in from spirit. Our theme this year, if you haven't noticed, is the Garden of Eden. So each one of these is a flower that we're in the process of blooming. We now have Donna, who is going to sing for us.
Francis.
Yes, please.
The prayer of St. Francis. Would you join us in the prayer of St. Francis, whatever number that is?
Cleansing breath, close your eyes. Take a moment and think of the people around you that need God's healing, God's light, and God's love. Include yourself in that list. Send that loving, healing energy out. Ask God to use you, to the person next to you, to the person across the room, to the people on your prayer list, and all those people, whether you know them or not, in our town, our state, our world. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy which fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Now let's sing.
Okay, our first song is number 118, and we sing this sometimes in class.
Oh,
Our next song deals with our theme. It's In the Garden, number 12.
Worries and fears I came for my own. a fool to wonder and say, "Straight is the gate and narrow the way." Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
To introduce Connie, who is one of my classmates, one of our classmates, and she has a story to tell us.
Connie!
It's scary standing up here in front of everybody. Okay.
Pretend they're all naked, Connie.
No, then I won't be able to concentrate on my speech. That's true. All right. When you think of Millie, there is a particular word that I'm sure does not come to mind. Stealth. The art of proceeding or acting in a covert way. Most of us would agree that Millie's word is love. Millie emanates love. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
So, why stealth for me? I have only known Millie for a few short years. This is my second year in class, and I have been touched by this wonderful, amazing woman in so many ways. And they happen at times that I don't expect, very stealthily. There might be a thought or a word that creeps in while I'm reading or working or having a conversation or laying in bed. Breathe. Love. Project your voice. Raise your energy level. Or there's the tingling, the watery eyes, the feather-like touch when no one is there, the chills. And I see Millie in my thoughts, and I smile, and I know the angels are with me. I know that I know that I know. And then I remember to thank the angels. Thank you, angels. Millie, there are a lot of things I do because of you. Number one, gratitude. Whenever I feel anything but good, those down, gloomy days or moments, I fill my thoughts with gratitude. Thank you, Millie, for always reminding us how important that is. Number two, I ask the angels. When I feel lost, or I'm searching for help, or the answer I need, or guidance on my next move, I ask the angels for help. And then I remember to listen and to thank them. Number three, I don't complain. Well, I try not to complain. Millie has a bad shoulder, but you never hear her complain. Why should I? It's in God's hands. Number four, breathe. How many times do we hear Millie say, "Breathe, get your oxygen, it raises your energy level." So, breathe during your day. Raise your own energy level. And talking about energy, how much energy can one woman have? Millie, where do you get it? Well, I can only think of one source, love. You are so filled with God's love that it is your power source. Thank you so very much for opening our eyes to that magnificent power source, love, God's love. Millie, you are my inspiration. You are my stealth reminders on a daily basis. Thank you for teaching me to speak up and use my energy, to root for others in class and outside of class, to send love to everyone, to ask for help, to breathe, to live in gratitude, and to be God's messenger. and for so, so much more. And in closing, there's one final thing. I will always have a warm spot in my heart and a smile on my face every time I hear zippity-doo-dah.
I want to invite everyone to take a moment to breathe while Anna comes up and tells us her story.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It is an honor for me to stand here and talk to you about Millie and how she has changed a big part of my life. And you have been such a huge inspiration and a true example of love. You don't judge. You just give love. And not only do you give it, but you teach us how to love ourselves and how to love others in return. And basically, without loving ourselves, it is impossible to love others. When I first came here, I was full of fear. Fear of failure. Fear of fulfilling the purpose that God has for me to in my life. And it is because of you that I found the courage to take a risk and believe in myself. And it is because of you and all the people that make up this church that I was able to believe in myself, go back to school, work hard, and become a teacher, a special educator, educator of angels on earth, that's what I call them, because they too only express unconditional love and ask nothing in return. And that is another lesson that you have taught me, to be able to love without asking for anything. I just want to thank you, Millie, for everything that you've done for me. And I am so happy to have walked this earth plane along with you and to have met you. And I know the angels were with me when I first stepped into this church, thanks to my mother, who is in the audience. She brought me here. A friend brought us here. And whether you believe or not that we have chosen our parents, Mom, I want to tell you that I'm so proud to call myself your daughter. I'm so glad I chose you. And I am very thankful for everyone that comes into my life. I know there's a purpose for it. There's a reason for it. And that's it. Thank you.
And now I'd like to introduce Renee.
I took this picture of the Garden of Eden off my wall today so that I could share it all with you. Since our theme is the Garden of Eden, we've got Adam and Eve in the garden. You can see them in the wall. They're walled in here. They're standing by the tree of life. And they are in the kingdom of God, here in the Garden of Eden. But what is the kingdom of God? So I have been asking my angels that question, and my angels told me, read Luke, get a paper and a pencil, and write down what I say. So
So that's what I did. And I know the kingdom of God is important because in Luke 9, Jesus sends out the 12 disciples. And what does he tell them to do? He tells them to preach the kingdom of God. So I know that this is important. And he tries to tell us what the kingdom of God is in his parables. And he gives us many, many parables. And they sound pretty simple, but there's a lot of depth to them. And you really get an idea that they are talking, he is talking about our spiritual growth. The first one I'd like to say is in Luke 13. It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. Okay, what this is really about is that the leaven is the heart of God and that the mill is the people. So we are expanding, each one of us, and the work appears to be hidden, but it's not really hidden. We don't see it happening, and yet we know that this ingredient, this special love, this special presence of God is making this rise and expand in all of us. God is present in each one of us, and we are in the presence of God. Also in Luke 13, Jesus tells us, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made their nests in their branches. This seed starts so small. It's one of the smallest seeds there is. You probably can't even see this mustard seed. It is so small. It's just this tiny little dot. And yet, what happened was it had growth that was unexpected. And there was faith behind it that something would come from this one little seed. And that faith grew and grew. And as we move towards God, moving one step towards God, and God moves 100-fold towards us. That's what happens to us when we search out and try to find what it is in the kingdom of God. The tree has birds that come and live with us. The tree becomes useful. Where it was useless before, now we have a use. There is a use for us. And here at Fraternal Spiritualist Church, Millie is that tree, that welcoming tree of love. She is standing at the door, taking our hands, feeling love, and giving us love. We all love her, but she loved us first. And she is the tree that is welcoming, and we are the birds that come to seek her love, that come to seek her guidance, that come to seek her support, who even helps me find my best beloved. Jesus also says in Luke 17, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. This is really the center of what the kingdom of God is. It's in the midst of you. It is not in a point of time. It is in eternity. So we are in here, this world, like Adam and Eve, in time and space. But the kingdom of God is in eternity. And we can glimpse that eternity, and we can see that the kingdom of God is not really a place at all. It is an action, and that action is love. I know that in my own life, I am in the kingdom of God when the angels help to manage my life in special ways. They will guide my gaze every morning towards my glasses that are sitting in the living room, which I really want to take into my bedroom so that I can read my Bible, because I can't see that small print without those glasses. And I don't want to get up off my bed and walk into the living room. So I know that the angels are with me, and that feeling of them being with me every day on a daily basis in so many little tiny things, that is part of the kingdom of God. I tend to forget things, so when I'm on my way out the door, I will see a picture of something, and then I will come back, and I will realize what it was that the angels were trying to tell me that I had forgotten, and I will be able to remember it. So just knowing that they are here to support me and love me, knowing that is part of my glimpses of the kingdom of God. When Jim and I are present with each other, I also am living in the kingdom of God. But mostly, the strongest that I feel the kingdom of God is in Millie's classes. We tell God stories, and when we realize somebody else's God story, we realize that the presence of God is working in their lives. And when the presence of God is working in my life, and I share that with my classmates, I know that I am in the kingdom of God in those moments when the angels have reached out to me to do the things in my life that need to get done. But Millie's class lessons tell us even more. We are listening to her angels telling her things that are of import to all of us. And her sharing her thoughts, sharing the angels who are answering her questions. She is a woman with marvelous questions. And the angels' answers are inspiring to all of us. And just knowing that that action of angels speaking is possible for all of us. When we are in the circle, we raise our love volume. Millie always asks us to raise our love volume. And what we do is we cheer for each other. And by cheering for each other, if somebody is in the center and their relatives are coming through to say hello to them, I want to be there and I want to love them. And I just let the love flow out of my heart. And I am so excited for that person that gets that love touch that Millie helped her bring through. And something else that we also do is we do an energy pass. We have our hands like this, and we bring it up. We bring up the energy, and I can feel my hands tingle when this happens. And we feel bring the energy up, 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 and then the energy is coming down into my hands. I can feel the angels filling up my hands full of energy. And then we turn our hands over, and all of this energy that was just generated, that was coming down, pouring down on us, all of this love we are bringing down over the people in the center of the circle that are having the most intimate of experiences. And we bring it all the way down to their feet because we are inviting the angels to come. And we need to help them get here. And so we are sending out energy, and I feel energy from the bottoms of my feet up to the top of my head when we are in these circles doing these energy passes. And so I feel like we're in the kingdom of God when we do this. We are also, when we are standing up here, oftentimes we go, ah! As we are trying to get the sound vibration is another way that the angels will come to us. So it was their sound. It's really not that bad. But Millie, one of the lessons that we learn over and over again in class is that we are all interconnected. There are so many circles that we've had where we realize that we are connected to each other, that we both had grandfathers who were lumberjacks in Washington. I mean, how incredible is that, to have those kinds of connectedness with other people? And to be sharing a birthday with somebody else in the circle that just happens to be up there. No, there's nothing that just happens to be. The angels are busy orchestrating all of this. And as I feel the orchestration of all of the connectedness that we feel together, I know that we are in the kingdom of God when we were in Millie's classes. And I am grateful for this presence because the kingdom of God is in the midst of you right here, right now.
Thank you, Renee. Now it's time for, a mother-daughter? So we have Gina and Madeline. Tamara's going to talk until it's fixed.
I think that sounds fixed.
You're good.
Thank you.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never before knowing just how blind I.
Announcements. This coming Sunday, we have our speaker is Helene, for all of you who know her. She's such a treasure, and for those of you who don't, come and find the treasure. We have healing classes starting in August. It consists of 12 weeks. I don't know the exact starting date, but I'm certain somebody here does, and they can tell you all about it. But it's 12 weeks, August 4th, starting August 4th, and each week is a different time.
type of healing that happens. For anybody that has been here for the healing class or the healing that takes place before the service, it's basically the classes to learn how to do that and be a part of the healing team for this church or for your family or for your friends. I don't know if there's any other announcements. I'm sure someone will holler out if there are. I'd like to take a moment at this time to welcome our first-time visitors. If you are here for the very first time, if you want to just give a wave up, and someone has got some, Gina's got some angel pins for you. So just if you could hold your hand up a little bit higher for a little bit longer until Gina can get around to you. And then we have Donna Larson is going to be singing to us. And you'll notice that it's a song that Donna wrote herself. And it's on the back of your brochure. So if you would join in with her.
Check. Okay, it is on, isn't it?
Okay.
It's called In the Garden. Well, those of you who are in class, you know that Millie talks a lot about the garden. And this was inspired, one of many songs that I've written that are inspired by Millie's teachings. In the garden, I can smell the flowers and see bright colors, soft colors in shades of green. The birds sing sweetly in the garden. In the garden, in the garden, in the garden, you can see what care of nature, sun and rain can do. And if you prune the flowers to share, it makes them flourish. Sing with me this time. Ready? In the garden, in the garden. Oh, that sounded good. In the garden, in the garden. Some seeds have fallen on hard soil, and for some rocks were all they found. Some have blown away by the wind, and some thrive on and 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 on in fertile ground. In the garden, in the garden. Ooh, do that one more time. In the garden, in the garden, in the garden, I can smell the flowers and see bright colors, soft colors in shades of green. The birds sing sweetly in the garden, 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 in the garden. Thank you, Millie. Thank you, Millie.
Okay, now it's time for our collection. If I could have Marissa and Reese. Thank you. Is Maria here?
Is there a pet?
When it comes, is it here somewhere? Is it here somewhere? We're just a little unorganized. Thank you all for giving. Thank you all so much for being here tonight.
We're very organized.
Maybe a little.
Oh, come on now.
So I'm looking for the offering prayer, but it's not here.
But you're not. It also, Maria's supposed to do it, not Tamara. Because we're really organized.
Make
it
up,
Tamara. Come on. It's not here yet.
It's not here yet. I'm good.
Just wait.
Have time to sink it.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's make a comment.
Bless us, Lord, and the angels. We thank you so much for giving as your heart speaks to you, coming into this church, filling the angels with us, and all the love that surrounds us. We ask that you bless this money to give into the places where it needs to go, that we can all have greater spirit and greater light as a result of having been here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, I'd like to invite the class to come on up.
We're going to move some chairs.
Yes. That's what Tom said. Come on up, everybody.
Escort Millie up and then the presentation.
Thank you.
I think we were thinking of getting all the class up because this is really from everybody. It's a small gift that we've put together as a class. We've filled the box up to the brim with some some nice goodies for Millie to spend when she's traveling, visiting her family. And she's just such a loving and amazing woman. I'm sure you've all gotten to know her. She's made me feel so welcome into the church. I'm just so grateful to be part of this church family, and it has changed my life and made me feel very differently about my outlook on life and how I live my life. And I think from all of us, from the bottom of our hearts, we just want to reach out to Millie and thank her so much as a class for everything she's done, everything she's taught us. And I think the room is just, we're just tanked out with love for her. So we'd like to give her this and to open at home later and a couple of sign cards we've made for her. Thank you, Millie.
You know, kids, I don't do anything. I'm only a mouthpiece. And I get all the credit, and the soul's free of the body. You can't see them. You can't even pat them on the back. I don't have any words. I am spoiled, and I like it. I could never have designed my life to be this good. I never could have designed it to be even a quarter as good as it is. Look at these beautiful people around me that I get to spend time with. Yeah. How could any old lady ever have it so good? Whoa, is this wonderful? Talk about flowers of garden. Look at you. You're beautiful. And yes, and to be able to spend each Thursday night with this group and another group on Tuesday night and Tuesday afternoon. Yes, I'm spoiled. And I like it. I hope God leaves me here for another 83 years. Yeah. Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, what do? I'll sit down.
Books. No books.
Okay. And we got to try message bearing now.
Yes.
Whoever's new here for the first time, keep remembering this is not psychic. This is mediumship. This is doing the best we can to work between the world of the souls that's in the flesh and the souls that's free. It's all the teaching of Jesus Christ. He said anything he did, we could do. So it's about time we all started trying to be like him instead of sitting around and saying he saves us, huh? Now, if you're new and you don't want a message, then just wave and we'll keep on going. And if we do come to you, what's everybody leaving over there? If we do come to you and you don't want a message, wave. You won't hurt our feelings. We'll just keep on moving. And do keep remembering this. Nothing is told that you don't want told. Everybody's got a little kind of what they think is a secret. But God already knows it, right? But nothing's told publicly that you don't want told. Nothing. Why are you sitting there, Freddie? I thought you were in this class, Freddie.
Yes, Freddie.
Well, I'm just looking at one. I see a couple others out there that's cheating and not coming up. But that's okay. You know what, everybody? Just keep remembering. Just keep remembering. Jody, she ditched you for Tuesday afternoon class.
Oh, we talk later.
Is this a wonderful family?
Yes, it is.
You know, all God really wants for any of us is to be happy.
Yes.
safe, feeling loved, giving love, being examples of love. That's all.
We're just going to give Millie an opportunity to come up and look at all your lovely faces and let her have the last word because it's the appropriate thing to do. And when we are finished, when she is finished, please join us next door for some refreshments and some snacks.
Well, I tell you what, we don't want to wait too long because I saw food going in there just one right after the other. It must be... that it must be bulging out the door, so we don't want to be too long. But do you see this beautiful family that I got to be with every Thursday? Can you think of anything nicer? You know, they were... Tuesday night! Who's here from Tuesday night? It's our Tuesday night family. Woo! Oh, isn't God wonderful? God is love. Isn't love wonderful? And anybody that's new here for the first time, is there anybody we didn't talk to that's new here for the first time? Oh, I met her outside. Don't miss her, Louise. Don't miss her, Hallie. Don't anybody miss? I met her outside, and she is a friend of Richie's who used to come here. Remember Richie? Oh. Yeah, so don't miss her. She's
delightful.
Tell Richie
to come back. We miss him.
And please don't go till I get a little more time with you, honey, huh? And otherwise, we got to touch... Oh, Daddy.
Oh, there's a lady in the back,
Millie. Oh, please. Who? Oh, the guy. I got 2 minutes with him. And who else?
In the back.
Oh, kids, please don't go till I get at least a minute with you, all right? And you know what you can do? You can get these guys cornered up here and say, I didn't get a message and I want one. And they'll give you one, won't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So please don't hurry off. You know, this is... everybody picks up messages from the free side. Everyone does. You just think, oh, boy, that was a good idea. Well, I'm glad I turned down that street instead of that when there's a police car waiting for me down there. Or, no, not quite like that. But, you know, and you live by your instincts much more than you realize. And I was listening to some of the messages up here, and I love Josh. Everybody remember Josh?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm listening to some of the messages up here, and I love it because Maura and all of you, when I'm hearing them, I'm going, oh, they don't even know how right they are. Is that fantastic? Huh?
Yeah.
So anybody that's new, please don't hurry off unless you get one of these guys cornered up here or me for at least 2 minutes, all right? Now it's time to go and get something to eat. Please don't hurry off unless you have to.
Something
first? Hmm?
Should we all sing together first?
Should
we all sing together
first? Okay. Oh, sorry. I took
the guy.
She doesn't trust me, and I don't blame her. So, could we all stand and.